Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday the 13th of October. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotionals podcast, we explore what it means to be truly happy. Often the so-called Beatitudes at the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount are seen as the demands of the kingdom. In other words, be poor in spirit, be mournful, be humble and so on, and God will be pleased with you and allow you to enter his kingdom. But the Beatitudes are more like words of grace. The word often translated as blessed in this passage can be better translated as, oh, how happy. Jesus is saying those who are made happy by God realize their need for him, are comforted by him, and will inherit the earth, and so on. So this week, we focus on what it looks like to be made happy by God. Would you turn with me, for the last time, to our passage for this week, Matthew chapter 5 and verses 1 to 12, read from the Good News Translation. The Sermon on the Mount. Jesus saw the crowds and went up a hill where he sat down. His disciples gathered round him, and he began to teach them. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them. Happy are the pure in heart. They will see God. Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them his children. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my followers. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted. Amen. This world is full of conflict. Turn on the news, open your newspaper, and discord spews out at you. Log into social media and everyone seems to be falling out with each other. No one listens to each other, they just shout at each other. Conflict does not make us happy. When God makes us happy, we are peacemakers, not fire starters. Happy people actively seek to make peace. They are willing to reconcile with others. They do what they can to bring an end to bitterness and strife. This is not appeasement. It's not about giving in or doing anything for a quiet life. Peacemaking is hard work and it's hard won. It is dealing with and solving problems in order to maintain peace. It takes commitment to each other and it must be centered on Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Peacemakers are happy because God calls them his children. They reflect their Father's character and share the glories of his kingdom. May we each work for peace in our relationships and model peace and happiness for the world. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to use these questions. How do people respond differently when you speak peace rather than conflict to them? and does it make you feel happy? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. But in the meantime, may the God of peace richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.